Good morning. Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. What a wonderful God we worship. You know, I almost read Psalms 145. I came really close, so. But I thank Brady for reading that. I want to talk about something I saw in the news here lately, something that's been on Facebook. And it's a softball interview. I'm sure most of you know this by now, but my family's big into baseball and softball. And one of our favorite events that we watch every year is the College Softball World Series. So in college softball, Oklahoma University dominates. And they've dominated at least for 3 years, if not longer. This year, they just won their third straight national championship, which works out great because my family are giant OU fans. This year, OU took on Florida in a best out of three series to decide who is the national champions. Now, heading into that series, there was a press conference held. There were three OU softball players, Grace Lyons, Jada Coleman, Alyssa Brito, and their coach, Patty Gasso. I'm sure some of you have seen this interview on Facebook. It's gone viral, and I think for a very good reason. Now, I have to admit, the first time I watched this video, I was kind of dismissive of these girls' answers. I guess I've become jaded. I had a judgmental attitude. I guess I looked at it kind of like the football player who scores a touchdown and he points up to God. Or maybe the soccer player who crosses their chest after he makes a goal. It wasn't until I listened to a podcast by Chris Emerson. He was talking about these girls. So I went back and listened to it. I went back and watched it several times. And I was so impressed with what these girls said that I want to tell you exactly what they said. Then I want to talk about the lessons that I learned from this and something that we can draw from these girls. So, about halfway through the interview, there was an ESPN reporter who asked the girls about keeping the joy of the game. He said, "I'm just curious, but it's a long season, and you guys have had a target on your back the entire time. How do you keep the joy for so long when anxiety could easily set in?" Senior infielder Grace Lyons pointed to Jesus without hesitation. She said, and I quote, "The only way that you can have a joy that doesn't fade away is from the Lord. And any other type of joy is happiness that comes from circumstances and outcomes. Joy from the Lord is the only thing that can keep you motivated and in a good mindset, no matter the outcome. Thankfully, we've had a lot of success this year. But if it was the other way around, joy from the Lord is the only thing that can keep you embracing those memories, friendships, and all of that. That's really the only answer that there is to that. Because there is no other way that softball can bring you that. Because of all the failure and just how much of a roller coaster the game can be. Now, mind you, this is a 21-year-old girl. But I love how she differentiates between happiness and joy in the Lord. Anytime you have a worldly success, a championship won, a big raise at work, anytime you buy something that you just can't live without, that happiness fades quickly. And then you're searching again for happiness. That concept is even in our Constitution. Quote, the pursuit of happiness. However, it is just that. It's a pursuit. If it comes from this world, you can never reach it. But joy in the Lord is everlasting. When you put your trust in God and find your joy in Him, that's a joy that never fades. Now, there's many verses that I thought of. But let's turn to Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You could say joy in the Lord is the peace of God. Now remember, Paul wrote this in prison. So this type of joy is not circumstantial. This type of joy never leaves you. No matter what the situation you're in, if you find peace in God, that's the type of joy that never leaves. Now the next girl I want to talk about is Jada Coleman, who's a junior center fielder. She says, and I quote, I 1,000% agree with what she said. Last year when we won the College World Series, I was so happy, but I didn't feel joy. I didn't know what to do the next day. I didn't know what to do the following week. I didn't feel filled, and I had to find Christ in that. I think that's what makes our team so strong, is that most of us are not afraid to lose because it's not at the end of the world if we do lose. Now, obviously, we worked. We worked to be here. But it's not the end of the world because our life is in Christ and that's all that matters. End of quote. Have you ever felt this? Have you ever looked forward to something for a long time? Maybe a graduation from high school or college, maybe a big job promotion. And the event happened and you're left asking what's next. That empty feeling that you get, even in a moment that you should be happy, because there's been this buildup to that moment. That's a longing that cannot be filled without God. Romans 15:13, if you'll turn there. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Did you get that? May the God of hope fill you. That means that you're lacking. Like I've heard it put before, you have a Christ-shaped hole in your chest. That emptiness you feel can only be truly filled by God. It can only be truly filled by that joy that comes in worshiping Him. On a side note, now I don't do Instagram, but if you go to Jada Coleman's Instagram, there's a picture of her winning the national championship and one picture of her getting baptized. And underneath that photo is Romans 6:3-4. Now, what I thought was cool about this is she has 78,000 followers. And leading up to this year is when she got baptized. Leading up to that, there's pictures of championships, there's pictures of all kinds of stuff. But after she was baptized, there was that picture, and then there was just one of her winning the national championship, and that was it. Alyssa Brito, the last girl to be interviewed. Alyssa goes on to say, I quote, "I think that a huge thing that we latch onto is eyes up. Not in a sports sense, but we're fixing our eyes on Christ. And that's something where you can't find your fulfillment in an outcome, whether it's good or bad. And I think that's why we're so steady in what we do. Because this game is giving us the opportunity to glorify God. Once I turned to Jesus and realized how He changed my outlook on life, not just softball, but understanding how much I have to live for, and that's to exemplify the kingdom. That's what brings me so much joy no matter the outcome. Whether we win or not, whether I get a trophy or not, this isn't our home, and I think that's what's amazing about it. Is that we have so much more. We have an eternity of joy with our Father. And I'm so excited about that. Yes, I live in the moment. But I know that this is not my home. And no matter what, my sisters in Christ will hopefully be with me in the end when we are with our King." There are a couple concepts I want to talk to you about this. First of all, she's 20. She's a freshman. The first one is eyes up. Hebrews 12:1-2. Hebrews 12:1-2. Let's turn there. Hebrews 12:1-2. "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Looking on to Jesus. Let me tell you an absolute truth. You will never hit a goal that you're not aiming at. If your goal is heaven, you have to spend every day focusing on heaven. And I mean that every day. It's just like if your goal is losing weight. As soon as you focus on that goal, you stop losing weight. You don't accidentally do it. In horse training, this is a major concept, okay? When I'm working cows on my horses, I have to keep both eyes on the cow because your horse feels what your body does. And if you're not working the cow with your body, the horse loses focus and he'll stop working the cow. You have to keep both eyes on it. Now, how does this translate into our life? Well, if we start our day focusing on God, when temptations come about, there's a greater likelihood that we won't be tempted by it. If we focus on God, there's a greater likelihood that we'll spread the word about us. There's a greater likelihood that our lives that our lives will better exemplify what God's intention is for us. The second concept is, this world is not our home. 2 Corinthians 5:1. 2 Corinthians 5:1. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This world is passing away daily. We are passing away daily. The older I get, the more my body breaks down. We do not belong here. We are sojourners in a foreign land. We're longing for a heavenly home. The last thing I want to talk to you about, and what drew me to this story, is how often do you talk about your faith? These reporters were not asking these girls about Jesus or heaven or their hope. In fact, they were trying to steer away from it as fast as they could. Yet, these 20-ish year old girls took this opportunity to do just that. Are there things that these girls need to study about? Yes, there are. But I admire greatly their zeal and determination to share their faith. And I have to admit that these girls made me feel ashamed of myself. Because if I was in the same position, I don't know if proclaiming Jesus would have been my priority. I'm afraid I would have let this pass me by. I don't proclaim heaven enough. I know that. There are opportunities in this life to let our light shine. I'm not saying it has to be on a stage like this. I'm not saying it has to be in an interview in front of thousands and thousands of people. But there are opportunities in our daily lives. There's opportunities with our kids. There's opportunities with our coworkers. There are opportunities with our friends and family. Do you take these opportunities when they come? I'm trying to do a better job. I'm trying to find those opportunities. I'm trying to capitalize on those opportunities. These girls sure did. They used that opportunity they had. I'll end with this. Philippians 1:18 says, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice. Thank you.